Did you know that pirates didn't just exist a long time ago, but that they exist today? And oftentimes, those pirates don't look any different from you and me. As a matter of fact, now that I think about it, some of you could be pirates. I don't know. I need a moment to come up with some sort of solution. Just hold on. I'll be right back.
Arr! Just in case any of ye scurvy lot be pirates, I be the meanest of them all. I'd just as soon give you the black spot as look at you. Arr! No victim to see here. There's nobody to pillage here. Me heart is just another pirate. So don't you be messing with me.
That got your attention, didn't it? Okay. So that was just a short skit to demonstrate why some people wear masks and have worn masks and disguises throughout history. I express to you a fear that evil pirates might be in the room. So, in fear, I put on a pirate mask as to protect myself from being one of their victims. An explanation for why people in times past have put on disguises and masks can be found from a Celtic holiday having been observed all the way back to the time of Christ. Let's take a moment to review some information I collected from a website. It was paganspath.com. They seem to take some ownership of this. During the celebration of Samhain, or Samhain, spelled Samhain, the Celts wore costumes and danced around bonfires. Many of these dances told stories or played out the cycles of life and death, or commemorated the cycle or wheel of life. These costumes were adorned for three primary reasons. The first was to honor the dead, who were allowed to rise from the other world. This was a time of year believed to be a new year, or the ending of an old year, on November 1st. And the eve of the 1st was October 31st. And this time, supposedly, the gap between the spirit world and the physical world was very thin, and people could come over from that side. Okay, so the Celts believed that souls were set free from the land of the dead during the eve of Samhain. Those that had been trapped in the bodies of animals were released by the Lord of the Dead and sent to their new incarnations. The wearing of these costumes signified the release of these souls into the physical world. Another representation was a method to honor the Celtic gods and goddesses of the harvest, fields, and flocks, giving thanks and homage to those deities who assisted the village or clan through the trials and tribulations of the previous year, and to ask for their favor during the coming year and the harsh winter months that were approaching. Not all of these souls were honored and respected. Some were also feared, as they would return to the physical world and destroy crops, hide livestock, or haunt the living that may have done them wrong. So the third reason for these traditional costumes or masks was to hide from these malevolent spirits, to escape their trickery. This at least 2,000-year-old concept of wearing a mask or disguise then was a belief that one could put on a disguise that would cause evil spirits to mistake a person for just another evil spirit. Or, you know, pirate for pirates. It wasn't that the wearer had to act evil. They just had to look evil. This way, they believed they were protecting themselves from becoming a victim of evil spirits by trickery or deception. My little skit demonstration was intended to bring to life this concept of deceiving evil with the appearance of evil. Did I have teenagers' attention? What in the world is Mr. Irvin doing? Okay, of course, we all have to admit, I also did act as if I were bad too. And put another way, we could say I submitted you to bad acting, but for a good cause. Have you ever caught yourself disguising who you are in Christ so as to avoid being persecuted? When I was young and growing up in the church, I developed a fear of persecution, especially by teachers and peers. You know, when it came to Sabbath-related issues or especially the holy days. And in many ways, I flew under the radar concerning my faith so as to avoid that disfavor. Nevertheless, when it came down to it, I still suffered disfavor at times because, in the end, I was not going to deny my faith. The Bible gives us valuable instruction on how to respond to trials or persecution that must come because of our faith. If you'll turn to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. I'll start in verse 13. Now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. But in your hearts, regard Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that lies in you. So don't fear, because if you were to fear, your heart wouldn't be regarding Christ. It is without fear that we are regarding, thinking on, trusting in, believing Christ the Lord. Verse 16, yet do it with gentleness and respect. You know, I put on the mask of a pirate, but I kind of made some threats too. So I was being more than putting on a mask, so that wasn't a good example there. But so you need to do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. I dare not imagine how many times I've hidden behind a mask for fear of suffering at the hands of evil. We all are going to do that at times. But it's not the wise decision, and it reflects a lack of faith. And before I go further, don't mistake today's message as being about returning evil for evil. Okay, that's not wearing of a mask. We could turn to Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3. We'll read in verse 1. Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for good every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle. Again, there it is, be gentle. And to show perfect courtesy toward all people. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others, and hating one another. That's the way this world is. That's the way we were. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, He saved us. Not because of works done by us in righteousness. We weren't all right. That guy's doing better than the other folks. I'm going to pick him. I'm going to call him. That's not what it's saying. It wasn't anything we did. But according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, which he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. A light has been turned on, and we didn't do the turning on. If we beat somebody else over the head with our life view, if we devote ourselves to showing them how wrong they are, insulting them, being condescending, laughing at their ignorant misfortune, we've just become like them. That's not a mask. That's being evil. That's what we're doing. It doesn't matter that we stand for something good if we do it in a wrong way. We aren't wearing that mask, but just doing poorly as an example for Christ. The idea of the mask comes from at least, for one reason, fear of being discovered by evil. So, the reasoned solution has been to wear the mask and appear to be no different than the evil we fear. So we must face our fears if inclined to hide behind a mask, which will allow us to take advantage of the following comforting words for us all. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4. For the last scripture, 1 John chapter 4, starting in verse 13. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. This is a key to recognize that that Spirit, that gift, does something. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. We've seen it, we've believed it, and we say it. Verse 15, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, he's really talking to people who already believe. They're not going to wear a mask, they're going to confess Jesus is the Son of God. God abides in that person, in him, and he in God. So we have to come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in the world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If we are to take on the mind of Christ and the appearance of Christ, we don't want Christ to be a mask. We want the Spirit of God in us to reflect that godly behavior. And therefore, because of that Spirit in us, we can turn away from fear, not be afraid. And that's by trusting in what God has promised us, trusting in the power He gives us with that Spirit, so that we can reflect what God is like, God the Father and Jesus Christ. To conclude, throughout history, masks and disguises have been used to deceive evil by appearing to be evil. As Christians, so I will say, let's not hand out any candy tonight. Don't think that somehow you're doing some sort of saving yourself. You're just going to look like they do. It doesn't matter what you know. You give out the candy, you're participating, and they don't know what the other, don't know the difference. Okay, so anyway, as Christians, we are called to have no fear of evil and instead to show evil the face and person of Christ in both appearance and action. With God's Spirit in us, we are given every capacity, not just some, but every and any capacity to do just that, and with the very same love God has for His creation. Let's make sure others see the face of Christ when they see us, not a mask.